listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across Lakey. Australia, this is the Danny Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Well, every now and then you've just got to throw out the rule book and, well, make it look like an illusion of it being thrown out, but you actually make it disappear. I know how to do that because I'm a magician. I performed the world's first radio-friendly magic trick on the show. Audiences were wowed and shocked, and then were told the simple way of how the magic trick was done. Usually a magician's no-no, but Danny Lakey, yes, yes. The trackdown of the Decoray family is complete. The official screening of the advertisement in 2021 is now live on the Danny Lakey Show socials. I inquire you to look and see if you can spot my pubes at the 11-second mark. Also, turns out if you're eating steak, you may be more girly than manly. Oh, what? But first things first. People in stitches after realising name of Taylor Lautner's fiancé. Oh, the Laut dog's in town. Social media is coming to the realisation that Twilight star Taylor Lautner's fiancé will share the same name as the actor after they get married. If she decides to take the actor's last name, Taylor Dome will become Taylor Lautner, who will be married to Taylor Lautner. Yesterday, Taylor Lautner announced the engagement on Instagram with a pic of him proposing down on one knee to his girlfriend, now fiancé, Taylor Dome. It's double Taylor. It's Taylor Trouble. However, over on Twitter, fans have been in stitches after realising that they have the same name. This is what we used to joke about when him and Taylor Swift were dating, and now he's actually getting married to a Taylor. One wrote, that's right, Taylor Lautner, back in the day when he was big. All that in a bag of chips. I remember that. What a Hollywood power couple that was. Taylor Swift, Taylor Lautner. They broke up. But it was too late. Taylor Lautner had a taste of what it's like to date someone else with his very own name. He's had a taste and he wanted more. Probably only dated Taylors exclusively from there on out. Searching nightclubs. Taylor, Taylor, where are you? Do we have any Taylors in the building? Pleased to meet you. Taylor's my name. Taylor's your name. Taylor's forever. It's a privilege reserved for only a small segment of the population. Not everyone can experience the thrill of dating, making love, or possibly even marrying someone who shares their namesake. Shout outs to all the Marks, Bens, Nathans, who will have to become gay to ever experience that. It's the unisex names that we want to talk about on 133353. Your Taylors, your Ashleys, your Jamies, even your Dannys. Still on my bucket list. Still on my bucket list to hopefully make love with another Danny one day. In a perfect world, probably dated Danny for a while, probably set ourselves up financially, stably, look at having children and marrying Danny and Danny, two Danny Lakeys by 2030. That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Danny Lakey, I'm surprised with your plethora of dating that you have not ticked this off the list yet.
Look, it's an aching part in me. It's a hole that needs to be filled. It's statistically impossible because I've let many women use me for my intellect and my body over the years. Not once, hand on heart, I've ever dated or made love to a Danny, which is unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. The first Danny that comes to mind is Danny Minogue, but she's a boyfriend, so I don't think that's going
to
work.
Chance would be a fine thing. To be able to look deep into your lover's eyes and moan your own name is real bucket list stuff. Like I said, it's not for everyone. I mean, producer, and I mean, you, there's not many, there wouldn't be any guys out there called Renee.
Well, hang on a sec, because Renee is a French name. So when I was in France traveling, there are male Renees, but with one E, not two.
That's all right. No, we're back at that. Works. That works. It's the same. It's a sounds game, not a spelling game.
True. And when a Frenchman says Renee, it's just a whole next level.
Oh, my God, Renee. And he'd be like, yeah, Renee. Yeah, come over here, Renee. Oh, don't get married until you treat yourself to a Parisian boy called Renee. It's one of life's great joys. And on 133353, I'd love to know.
Have you dated someone with the same name? Same name.
I mean, there's only a finite amount of people that it could even be possible for tonight, but 133353, dare to dream, the Jessies, the Tonys, the Tylers who've experienced the thrill. I mean, I'll take, you know what? I'm so into this. I'll take a Chris and a Christine tonight. 133353, hookups, relationships, you've shared the same name. How was it? Do we dare risk the Holy Grail tonight? Have you married someone with the same name? One of the great things about this is, as I put up phone line number one and say, Taylor, good evening.
Hi, how's it going?
It's a girl. See, I had no idea. I had no idea whether it was going to be the guy or the girl version of things. One of the great things about this phone topic. So you are a tailor. You've dated a tailor as well.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Huge. Now, talk us through it. At the time, I'm imagining giggles, laughs, go, oh, your name's my name. My name's your name. Ha ha. Let's bond.
Yeah, well, it was during high school and we went to do sports on a Thursday and I went over to him and asked him for his number. All his friends were like, yeah, Taylor. And I was like, wait, what?
Oh.
And then, yeah, we just kind of went, oh, okay, cool, all right, got each other's numbers. And then, yeah, that was it.
Sounds like the classic cherry on top. Unlike me, who's actively seeking people with my name, you almost fell across this by accident. This was almost the final bit of information. So that helps when you find them attractive, of course, already. And sounds like you're taking the bull by the horns, a real go-getter. You must be a Taurus. Must be a Taurus or a Leo, obviously.
No.
No, well, it was worth a crack.
Yeah,
good. And then how long did you guys go out for?
Probably 6 months, 8 months.
Yeah. And had he been called Thomas or Stephen, it probably would have only lasted half that distance. It was probably only the tailor in the end that was bonding you guys together. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Look, good luck on your quest of finding another tailor. We've got Shane in Picton. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
God, it's another girl.
Yeah.
So that's one of the great things about, and hey, I love the name Shane for a guy and a girl, but that's one of, let's not lie, it is one of the stereotypically more blokey names. This is one of the great silver linings of being a female called Shane. There are handsome Shanes everywhere you look across this great land.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. It's definitely something that you have to live with being a female growing up.
Yeah, but hey, the chicken has finally come home to roost. Have you dated a Shane? Are you seeing a Shane at the moment? Are you in holy matrimony with a Shane?
Yeah, my partner and I, Shane, we've been together for 2 years now, Shane and Shane.
Oh, my God. The Holy Grail. we've bloody done it.
It's definitely a conversation starter.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. yeah, just going over to Shane and Shane's. Oh, I think your barbecue invitation's got a misprint there. Oh, no. Bit of fun probably at the wedding as well. Priest had a bit of fun, celebrant.
Yeah, I can't wait until you see the sign when you walk up. Welcome to Shane and Shane's ceremony. It's definitely going to be a cracker.
Unbelievable. One of the great calls, one of the great holy grails tonight. It's worth a double holy. One song per Shane.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
Study suggests some men eat red meat to appear more masculine.
Cool. The mouth is for eating, not for sex.
A study has suggested some men who feel insecure about their masculinity will eat more red meat to appear more manly. I must admit, like, I do get quite a manly kick out of eating my Saturday steak, make a nice tradition, maybe a porterhouse from the slaughterhouse, maybe just a big juicy rump, probably a bit of red wine just on the side. And there's quite a manly ritual. So like, yeah, a steak, please. I sort of put on like a slightly deeper octave of tone when I'm ordering the pub. Yeah, do you have bistro butter? Actually, yeah, just the chips and the salad, thanks. Like, it is a bit of a manly kick, if I'm being completely honest. Researchers wanted to see the psychological factors that push people to consume meat, and they wanted to focus on the idea of masculinity. The scientists interviewed nearly 300 men to determine their masculinity stress. The term relates to how much these individuals conform to traditional practices like eating meat to adhere to the image of being a man. I love meat. J'adore le steak. There is something primal about it. But I refuse to link my appetite for Scotch fillet with my crippling anxiety of not being alpha enough. And never the two shall meet. The respondents were also quizzed on whether they find some foods more manly or girly than other foods. I mean, you don't want to admit it publicly, but there are foods that are a little bit more girly compared to others that are a bit more manly. I don't mind saying that in 2021. You'd be lying if you didn't have those biases. Like anyone at a restaurant with a member of the opposite sex, you could order two completely different things. And the amount of times that the waiter or waitress hasn't even asked whose is whose and they just plonk the meals down is beyond me. The group then had to choose between four different main course foods. They were given the choice of a meatball sub, manly, a bacon sandwich, manly, a salad with chicken, not so manly, a salad with tofu, oh, not manly. The men who were told they ranked highly on the earlier masculinity test had a less likelihood of choosing the red meat options. Oh, well, there you go. I'll eat my hat. The more manly the man, the more confident they were at ordering the tofu with salad. Rhianna McDonald-Mesler, Mackie Mesler, led the study, and the concluded the results suggested that men concerned about their masculinity may seek opportunities to augment their manhood through the food that they consume. Yeah, look, maybe I've changed my tune. It's 2021. There's nothing girly about a salad. In fact, there's nothing more manly than girly food. Right, lads, like I said, it's Daz's Bucks. We've got a big tab. Yeah, go hard or go home. Go hard or go home. Go hard or go home. Lads on tour.
Hey there, fellas. Okay, what can I get for you?
All right, well, let's kick it off with six champagnes.
No, I don't drink champagne.
Whoa.
Right, man, I'll just grab a low-cal watermelon spritzer if I can.
Whoa! Early tip for best on. Boys, look out. Pace yourself, Robbo. You know what happened at Mark's 40th last year?
Oi, oi, we don't talk about that.
Yeah, was mixing Midori splices with Bacardi breezes all night. Or should we say all Arvo?
Oi, never again, eh? Never again.
Can we also get the trio of dips? And is it possible to cut the carrots julienne style?
Juliet? Yeah, okay.
It's just it holds the hummus a lot better.
Oh, and the olive tapenade?
Yeah, it's just better, if you can.
Yeah, that's
can we
fine.
Get the tuna okay. salad lettuce cups? Just to share, boys, you reckon?
Yeah, just get it off the table, yeah.
And can we get the beef and the duck as well, please?
Hey! Jono, this is a Bucks party, not a hen's night, mate. You pansy.
Boys, hear me out. The beef tartare and the duck liver pate.
Oi, oh, very nice.
Come on, lads. It's not my first boy's long lunch, all right? Then for dessert, what do we reckon, fairy bread or pistachio mousse?
Well, I reckon the mousse, because you know, then we'll get to use the dessert spoons instead of our hands. That'd be good.
Yeah, good call. Pistachio mousse for dessert. Thanks, love.
Mousse. Okay. Great. I'll leave the menu here. Okay.
Gee, she's a bit of all right, isn't she?
It started off as a simple yearly track down of this legendary Australian commercial.
As I shampoo my hair.
I want the hairy chest guy, blonde promiscuous decorate girl, the singer. If anyone knows anything else.
We learned how to say its name.
Corey.
We spoke to the stars.
Is this Auntie Paula, no star of the decorate commercial?
Hi, Danny. How are you?
Identify. Mark, is this you, Mr. Decorate Chest Man?
Yes, it is.
Whoa!
But as it turns out, it was all just one big ploy for Danny Lakey to fulfill his lifelong dream.
It has always been my dream to feature in my very own makeshift Decorate commercial.
The Decorate shampoo commercial from 1988. Tonight, have we finally recreated that ad?
It's the yearly track down.
The answer being yes. Yes, indeed. Live on the Danny Lakey Show socials now on Facebook and Instagram. The 1988 Decoré ad recreated with a classic 2021 twist. Mark and Paula, two of the stars. Mark being the chess from the West. Paula being one of the girls with just such a bright future and talent. The way that she just looked into the camera while showering simultaneously, backing it up against the wall, recreated 33 years on. And yeah, sure, there was a breakout star in the name of Danny Lakey also making a brief cameo a few times, overwhelmingly more than deserved in his makeshift Decoré ad. But that's the 2021 twist. It is live. You can check it out on the Danny Lakey socials right now. And well done to Mark and Paula, by the way. Paula going all out with the hairdryer and looking into the camera. It was like looking back in time, to be completely honest. And then Mark, the chest from the West, not only beating that barreling chest of his in the shower, but also doing your classic Decoré high notes in the blue towel at the end. The same towel, 33 years later.
Absolutely amazing, Danny. Mm. Congratulations. You have all done a wonderful job. You're absolutely the superstars of the Decoré TV commercial for 2021. Dean on Instagram just says, wow, she's still hot. Maddie O said, that's the best.
Hey,
Max is like, ha-ha. I was a little concerned when I did see the video because I wasn't quite sure what you were wearing. There was quite a bit of reveal there. So, ladies, if you are single and you want to have a look at Lakey's rig, he's looking pretty good. But I think
can I just say I did film it nude, and I had to crop it in the editing. So
well,
I have the X-rated version on my phone. Slide into DMs. So it's It's kind of like an unofficial OnlyFans. If you want the X-rated me nude showering decoré scene, bonus content, $10 for all my followers.
Okay, well, I think, yeah, well, there's a little bit more than just a sneak peek on this one. But I think the comment definitely goes to Craig. He said, now listen, Danny, that washboard physique makes it it, and the ladies will come flocking after that.
Yeah. Look, it comes with decoré stardom.
Do you know what? But you're starring with these stars from like 1988 who already had a massive following. Can I say, I love how Mark has incorporated his kids into it.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're the new generation of celebrity.
Yeah, the new generation. Make way. And yeah, the old homage of decoré stars, you've paved the ways for people like Mark's kids and me, I guess.
Danny, really you're star. Already an attributed celebrity, but you'll have to look that up.
Bright future. I don't know what's brighter, Paula's smile or my future in the shampoo business. Just one of the great successes. Well done to everyone involved over the last couple of weeks. It is on the Danny Lakey Show socials. Take a geese. Tag your friends. Have a comment. Danny Lakey on Triple M. As far as I know, this is a radio first. Full-time radio announcer, part-time magician. There's Danny Lakey. And for too long, magic has been a visual game. Usually you need to be there in the flesh. Someone reveals some sort of card trick or some sort of play of hand. Your eyes deceive you. Oh, wow, magic. And you get so curious. You get hopped up on curiosity. How'd you do that? And then, magician never tells his tricks. Well, what if that all changed? What if all of a sudden magicians were more audio friendly? The world's first radio trick is about to be performed. And not only that, the magician will then tell his secrets. It's never been done before. It's against the magician's code. If you're listening in the car, you can play along. This trick will work on 90% of people. And I guess I just need a volunteer if there's anyone around. Oh, producer Renee, would you be a volunteer?
Danny, love to be a volunteer.
Now, audio-based, radio-friendly magic trick. Anyone can play along passively in the car. Here we go. Now, what I want you to do is pick a number between 1 and 10. Any number. Got your number?
Got it.
Any number between 1 and 10. Now, I want you to double that number.
Doubled.
Now, if you could add 8 to that number, add another 8.
Added 8, super great. Mm-hmm.
Now, with that number, could you divide it by 2, please? Could you halve that number?
I'm just going to say, if you are playing along in the car or at home, you are allowed to use your calculator.
Yeah, and you will have to be pretty good at mental maths if you don't have a calculator whilst you're driving, but hopefully we're going slow enough for everyone.
Most of the tradies are good at that. Yep, I've done
divided
it.
Divided by 2, halved it. All right, good, good. Now, with that current number, this is a little bit tricky. With that current number, can you minus the original number that you thought of? Take your time. Make sure you do it right. Your current number, and then just think of the first number you thought of, minus that from that.
Minus, I have my answer.
Good, 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 good. Now, if you could match that number to the letter of the alphabet, please. So if the number you've got now is 1, that's A. If it's 2, it's B, 3, C, etc. Might take a little bit of time. You got that? Okay.
I am writing this down.
Yeah, no, good, good. So you got the letter?
I've got the letter.
Okay. With that letter, I want you to think of a European country that starts with that letter.
Oh, yes. Got it.
Now, with that country, could you take the second letter from that country, please, and think of an animal beginning with that letter. The second letter from that country. Think of an animal beginning with that letter.
Hope you're all still playing along with me in the car. Mm. I've got the animal.
Well, think of the colour of that animal.
Yes.
Is your animal a grey elephant?
Lakey, how do you know the answer to this? Whoa! Whoa! Wait, can I just say the country? And the reason why I chose the country is... Do you want to know what the country is?
Yeah.
Denmark.
Sure.
And my dad has Viking blood, so Denmark.
Yeah.
Sweden, Norway. Now, starts with D.
The pessimist might be, oh, maybe you knew about producer Renee's Nordic roots. No, 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 no. Nothing like that. The magician will reveal his tricks very soon.
What? Not now?
No, I'll do it next. Just I'll just get a little bit of time for people to process what's going on and stuff. 133353, if I got it correct, congratulate me on my magic, by all means. Bask in the magic. Or on 133353, do you have a radio-friendly magic trick? Something similar. Something similar to that. A little psychological mind control trick. Something that could work via the phone, via the magic of radio. Too often it is visual-based. The magician will reveal his tricks and ask for fellow magicians to join him live on the air on 133353. Jake in Sydney, you are one of these people who's just flabbergasted at the witchcraft that went on over the last 5 minutes.
Hi, Denny. How are you, mate?
Good. You fell victim to my magic trick. You were in the car playing passively. I couldn't believe that I'd picked your grey elephant.
Yeah, so I just can't believe that you're a comedian, you're a god, and now you're a magician.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. I know. Share it around. Share it around. Share your skills around, big boy. That's what people say.
Yeah, so do it.
Yes. So, well, I mean, I'll do it as best as I can explaining it now. I have posted exactly what I said to producer Renee on the Danny Lakey Show story on Instagram and Facebook as well. So people can screenshot that and they can practice and do it with their friends. But as far as I can tell, all the number stuff, the pick a number between 1 and 10, double that number, add 8, divide it by 2, etc. It's all just a simple maths algorithm that is guaranteed to always have the number 4. No matter what number someone picks, you take them through those instructions, it always equals the number 4, right? So then you match that number to the letter of the alphabet, so therefore it's always going to be D. And the only European country that starts with the letter D is Denmark. So you've got them up to Denmark. You got them in the palm of your hand. That's magic. And then this is where only 90% of people get it correct. Obviously, the second letter of Denmark being E, most people would think elephant. There is a risk that someone might think echidna, obviously. But as long as they get the elephant, then you obviously think of grey elephant. And then you're home and hosed. And you got them with magic.
Danny, can I do one on you?
Oh, please do.
All right. Tell me what this is. Get this in your head. Ready?
Oh,
6 times 4.
24. Oh, sorry. Yep. Okay. Do you want me to say it out loud?
Yeah. Minus that by 5.
19.
Plus 6.
25.
Times that by 10.
250.
Minus 10.
240.
Times it by 0.
0.
What's the answer?
0.
Oh, you got me. Oh, that's the one I used to use in school.
that was just a maths problem. Oh, nah, did you know it's 0, not 240? I like it. I like it. It was a good try. It was a good try. It doesn't make sense, to be fair. 240 times 0. I know the official answer is 0. Should still be 240. If you've got 240, there's still 240, for goodness sake. So I'm with you on that one, to be honest. Never agree with the mathematicians. Phil in Manly Vale, you did know that trick.
Yeah, I did. So, yeah. I wasn't paying much attention then when I picked it up. How's it going? Just going. It's going to be 4. Oh, yeah. Had to be. It was good with Denmark and elephant and all that stuff. I went along with it, but
Well, I went along with it. I accepted it. I wasn't thoroughly impressed. It didn't shock the pants off me. But
No. It was a good try, though.
It's not bad. It is a bit of fun to play around with the kids and stuff and anyone who can do a little bit of maths and a little bit of geography and whatnot. Now, let me just try another couple. I don't know if these are magical ones. I think this is more like mind sort of stuff. Maybe you've heard of them, maybe not. But can you just say, I'll say for you to say something really fast 10 times, and then I'll ask you a question, and you just need to answer the question straight away, all right? Don't be one of those guys that pauses and tries to overthink it, all right? Say coast, 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 coast 10 times.
Coast, 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 coast. I think that's 10.
What are you putting in a toaster?
on the bench.
Oh. Not so magic.
No.
Producer Renee, say silk. Silk 10 times really fast.
Silk, 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 silk.
What do cows drink?
Milk.
No! Magic! Water! Believe it's not so. Think they're sucking on their own tits? One of the great psychological tricks. Pure magic. fun to do with the kids, and so refreshing to see a magician finally reveal some of his dastardly tricks. Danny Lakey. Triple M.